בוקר טוב רבותיי, יום רביעי בשבת קודש, לסדר ויסי. Today is גימל. No. Yeah. גימל. Yeah, it is גימל. טוב. גימל בכסלב. וראיה לזה. We're on page קופטט. הנה חזל קבעו, היזהרו בבני עניים שמהם תצא תורה. החכמים said, be careful of the children of poor people, because they will be the bearers of Torah. והרי לכאורה, העניים באופן טבעי אינם שמחים, ומי שלא שמח, איך יזכה לתורה? He was talking about the מעלה, לימוד התורה בשמחה, בשמחה, בהתלהבות. עניים, poor people in general, they're not so happy, because they're always, you know, worried, they're always bogged down about their poverty. So why did Chazan say, היזהרו בבני עניים שמהם תצא תורה? הרי, they're not happy. אלמי, yeah? Watch this. אלא מכאן שאפילו במצבים קשים מצד חסרונות חיי העולם הזה, אדם יכול להיות שמח. Apparently, Chazal understood that even when the physical odds of poverty are against you, there are ways to overcome that and yet be בשמחה. You know, חכמי פורת יוסף, חכמים ציון, מרן זכרון לברכה, all the חכמים in Yerushalayim of old that you can think of, there is no such thing as wealth. Everyone was poor. They didn't know where they're... Maran Zichron Berachah used to speak about how poor they used to be. If you look throughout Or Letzion, they used to be objectively poor. Like, really. And yet, they were the greatest Gedolei Olam. They're always happy. Why? Because they're, you know, they're chilled. They didn't expect more. They expected, you know, a very low maintenance. Okay, so we'll eat today, so we won't eat today. You know what I'm saying? They didn't expect more. זה חזק מאוד. Now, was that yours? Was that yours? Why didn't you tell me? אסור. אסור. סעודה שאני מספק לבעליה. אבא גזם. אסור. So to take it. So, anyway, huh? You only have one, right? And I took half. Because it's not enough for you. I'm not allowed to take it. The Rambam writes that there's kim'ad no tshuva for that. All right. No, because he doesn't have enough. So, we'll talk. Anyway, so he says... ידיעה זו חשובה, כי יש שמתרצים את עצמם על כך שאינם לומדים טוב כמו אחרים, ותולים זאת בעובדה שפלוני שלומד הוא עשיר, אך האמת הוא בדיוק להפך, שאני מסוגל ללמוד תורה יותר, שדעתו פנויה. איי, איי, איי. Some people say, no, I can't learn as well as פלוני, because he's wealthy, you know, he's well to do, הכל בסדר, whatever, and therefore, he's מצליח. Exactly the opposite. You can learn better because you're an עני. Chazal already gave you that power. Chazal said, "Yizharu b'vnei aniyim shemem tetze Torah." You know, as opposed to afuch, when you're an ashir, it's much harder to learn. You know that? Because you feel entitled and you need all your creature comforts and, you know, you can't start your day without... This used to be the joke of in a certain yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael where a lot of married people in Shana Rishona come and whatever. You know, instead of sitting and learning, a lot of them are just walking outside, ice coffees, what they used to call ice coffee theory. You know, you came to Eretz Yisrael for Shana Rishona to enjoy ice coffee. What do you say? Shev tilmad. I'm not saying Chalila, whatever. There are some people like that, you know what I'm saying? Coming to enjoy their one-year honeymoon with ice coffees and whatever, I'm in yeshiva. What yeshiva? Ata ba'amida, shote ice cafe. Yeah, anyway. You have what I'm saying? When you can't afford iced coffees every day, that's when you have nothing else to look forward to besides for the Daf Gemara. You have what I'm saying? I'll tell you a story. You asked me not to go easy. Nachon? Now, the... I'm calling back a minute. Interestingly, the when I was in yeshiva, I was in the Meir Yeshiva in Brooklyn, and my father used to come visit me every so often. In yeshiva, see how I was doing, learn a little bit, come shmooze with the yeshivas. Anybody who knows my father, he's a big shmoozer. So he used to just come and shmooze with the yeshivas. They loved him. Anyway, the kids are. So showed up and came for mincha. After mincha, the mashgiach comes over to him. The mashgiach, his name is Rav Azriel Erlanger, Hashem Yishmerov Yachayo. He is the son-in-law of Rav Shlomo Wolbe, Zichat Tzedek Livracha, the Ale Shur. Very, very, he's originally Swiss, so he's European, so he speaks German, Yiddish. He lived in Eretz Yisrael for a while, so he speaks Hebrew, fluent Hebrew. So he comes over to my father after mincha. So he says, Mr. Elbaz, can I talk to you? He says, sure. Speaking to him in Hebrew. My father tells me this afterwards. And, you know, when the mashgiach comes over to a father, like, you don't know exactly what to expect. So he says, yeah, sure. He's like, can I ask you a personal question, but don't be insulted? The mashgiach tells my father. And then he's like, yeah, sure, shoot. So he tells him in Hebrew, Ata ani? Are you poor? He asked him. So my father thought for, what year was this? I was in yeshiva. From 2006, 2010. Yeah, I think Be'erich, that was the, you know, there was a big stock market after 9/11, and then 2008 was the, you know, the big crash, balagan in the economy. And my father had a hard time in business for a while. It was not easy. So he looked at the mashgiach. He says, I wouldn't say poor, but, you know, it's not easy. It's not, I don't know anybody who has it easy now, but it's definitely a struggle. So he says, can I ask the mashgiach, why do you ask? She's like, no, rak ratziti ladat. So at that point, my father's like, oh, come on. You know, he says, tell me, why do you ask? So he said, well, Chazal always say, hizaharu mibnei aniim shemeim tetze Torah. Be careful of the children of aniim, because they will be the torch bearers of the Torah. They will be zoche to the keter of Torah. I just wanted to put two and two together. And then my father chopped and he was happy. Yeah. Katuv, Chazan say. Bnei Ashirim can make it big too, don't think. It's good, you have a chance. Doesn't say they can't. But Chazan say, Hizaharu mi bnei aniim. Be careful. Don't look down at them because they, mitocha dochak, they're going to be zoche lekitna shel Torah because they have to, they don't have anything else. So they have to be memit et atzman be'ohala shel Torah. They mamash have to kill themselves over it. Say one more vart. Uvishkidat haTorah yesh le'echoz bechevel b'shtei k'tzavot. Yeah. You got to grab Torah from both edges of the rope. How so? Shemitzad echad yesameach umenutze b'chol yom shel omed ve'afilu an zman mu'at shezachal lilmod yomar b'peh male baruch Hashem shezika oti lilmod daf gemara. זכיתי ללמוד קטע התוספות, בכל יום להיות שמח. מאידך, לא יהיה שבע, ולא יסתפק במועט, אלא יתאהב לדעת את כל התורה ולחזור עליה. Yeah, on the one hand, you have to be happy about whatever you learned that day. Daf, a few lines, whatever it is. Baruch Hashem, I was okay to learn this. But on the other hand, you also, it's insatiable. You can't be מסתפק במועט. Oh yeah, all of a sudden when it comes to learning, everybody samech bechelko. No. On the contrary, the Chachamim say the only kin'ah that you're allowed to have is kin'ah tzofrim. Why can't I be as gadol b'torah as this one? And that'll spur you forth. You know what I'm saying? It's a big deal. וכמו שדרשו בגמרא את הפסוק, הרחב פיך ואמלאהו, או בדברי תורה כתיב. Hashem says, open your mouth and I will fill it. And that's talking about דברי תורה. כי צריך לשאוף ללמוד את כל השעס ולדעת את כל התורה. און שעס. and poskim. Yeah? I tell my chevra, doing the daf is nice, but it's not enough. It's not enough to do the daf, own the daf. You should always be constantly consumed by this insatiable hunger and passion for the Torah Kedosha. Only then can a person be zocheh l'kitran shel Torah or continue tomorrow b'ezrat Hashem. Yom Tov.